This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Big Tim from Everett is. Big Tim, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Big Tim has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the name of the Italian dish consisting of thin sheets of pasta layered with cheese and sauce?
Ravioli.
No.
Lasagna.
Correct. What is the term for the gradual increase in the Earth's average temperature?
Global warming.
Correct. The two zodiac signs for October are Libra and what?
Sagittarius.
No.
Scorpion.
Correct. Yeah. Recently passing away, what baseball player was nicknamed Charlie Hustle?
Heroes.
Correct. What is the term for a small device used to store and transfer data between computers?
Thumb drive.
No.
Floppy disk.
No.
Good times.
No. What movie is the fictional reindeer Sven from?
Pass.
Which U.S. state produces the most corn?
Ohio.
No.
Oklahoma.
No.
Wyoming.
No. A chessboard is an 8x8 grid, meaning there are how many total squares?
64.
Correct.
Ooh.
Okay, I was having trouble hearing him.
I was a little bit too.
Okay, the term for a small device. You said...
I thought he said thumb drive at first.
Thumb drive. Is that the same as a flash drive?
Yeah, I would say.
Is that? Okay, we're going to give...
Danny?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Joshua, we're going to give you that one. I'm sorry. Okay, that means you got 6 correct.
Okay.
Last time that beat Mr. Miggs. So... Who knows?
Big Tim, do you know Tiny Tim?
No.
Just wondering if they like hit the town together.
I think Tiny Tim needs to get him a new phone.
Yeah. I do too.
Or maybe he's on speakerphone. I don't know.
That might have been my favorite question you've ever asked any listener, Taryn.
What was it?
If Big Tim knows Tiny Tim.
The face palm is so real right now.
These are like mom jokes. I wouldn't even give these to dad. Or like stepdad jokes.
Yeah, maybe stepdad jokes. Yeah. I feel like mom jokes would be better than what she delivers.
Father-in-law jokes.
You're welcome.
Steve, are you ready?
All right.
What is the name of the Italian dish consisting of thin sheets of pasta layered with cheese and sauce?
Tiny Tim. Lasagna.
Correct.
So good.
What is the term for the gradual increase in the Earth's average temperature?
What?
What is the term for the gradual increase in the Earth's average temperature?
Climate change?
No.
Heat?
No.
Weather?
No. The two zodiac signs for October are Libra and what?
Virgo.
No.
Oh.
I love the confidence.
Is it... Scorpio?
Correct. Recently passing away, what baseball player was nicknamed Charlie Hustle?
Pete Rose.
You know it. What is the term for a small device used to store and transfer data between computers?
The thing.
The thing.
Flash drive.
Correct. What movie is the fictional reindeer Sven from?
Frozen.
Yes. Which U.S. state produces the most corn?
Which U.S. state? I'm going to go with Washington.
No.
Idaho?
No.
Hawaii?
No. A chessboard is an 8x8 grid, meaning there are how many total squares?
A lot. 36? 64.
There we go, but it's too late.
Oh, come on. Cut me some slack.
No slack will be cut. And son, Steve, that is the difference maker. You got 5 correct, which is a loss. 6-5.
Oh.
Big Tim, you did it.
First time winner.
Yeah.
Wasn't that nice?
Oh, man. Have you had Hawaiian corn before?
No.
Me either. I don't know if it goes there.
I'm pretty sure I saw corn when I was there.
Fields of corn.
Yes.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe they were pineapples. I don't remember. It's been a long week.
Taryn, that question, like, I was like, wait, is she kidding or not?
There's not corn in Hawaii?
I have no idea. I just have never known it to be one of their top crops.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, yeah, sweet corn. You grow it there.
Oh. Well, do you know the U.S. state that actually produces the most?
Wisconsin?
Iowa.
Iowa.
It was one of those, you know, random states. And the term
random.
I don't know.
How are any of the states random? They're all very established.
And I feel like Iowa, Ohio.
I feel like Taryn's getting very judgy of us stupid people over here.
Yeah, they're all established states.
We must know it all with her beanie.
Yeah. And she's wearing a beanie and the sun is literally shining right now.
I'm blaming the beanie for her being so, you know.
Rude.
Yeah.
I hold in all my smart ass comments like this.
Usually your bitchiness just goes out your ears, but because you have the beanie on, it won't go out.
Mm-mm. It's probably so sweaty under there too, dude.
It's not really. Again, it was 40 degrees at my house this morning. I was cold. I was chilled.
Oh, man.
Well, and you're still cold?
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
I'm sweating just looking at you right now. One that you did not, the term for gradual increase in Earth's average temperature. Big Tim did get this right. It's global warming.
Oh, I said climate change.
Yes.
Damn it.
And you eventually got that 8 times 8 is 64.
Yeah. I didn't factor in the numbers that you threw into the question at first.
You just didn't listen. It's fine.
I'm just going to throw in some random guesses. Yeah.
Well, you lost. Congrats.
That was a tough one.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showair Center in Kent. Godsmack, Hailstorm, The Warning, and Flat Black. And you can get your tickets. They are on sale now at KISW.com.
Yes.
Yesterday, the Hawks lost during Monday Night Football. But of course, Geno Smith once again showed up and said some great things to help the team keep the faith and the 12s too. You're going to hear what he said after Tool.
The Daily Mix Show.
After the Seahawks lost to the Detroit Lions last night, Geno Smith did a press conference and talked about his teammates. Steve Miggs, I know your obsession with these press conferences continues.
I love watching them because sometimes you get some silly questions, but B, you get a good little peek inside some of the brains of some of the players. Obviously, they will give stock answers from time to time, but I was curious about this one because Seahawks have been winning all season, so this is the first loss. I wanted to see what the coach was like and also what Geno Smith was like, and here's Geno talking about the adversity that they felt.
Man, we're all in this thing together. You know, we don't expect things to be easy. Adversity is a good thing, especially early in the season. And so for us to come out the way that we did in the second half, and you can see the fight that we have on this team, the resiliency we have on this team, and just the type of men in that locker room, you know, the way that they all fight for one another. You know, we got ourselves back in the game and gave ourselves a shot at the end. And, you know, that's really all you can ask for when you start out like that.
Man, he just looked like he was on a mission to try and help that will that team to victory. Unfortunately, the defense was not on that same mission.
Mm-mm.
But, I mean, he had a very good game.
Oh, yeah. He also had this to say about his team.
This part I'm gonna say right off the get-go. When I heard him say this, I'm like, they need to make this into a T-shirt.
You know, we're just a group of bad MFers, man. That's just the type of guys we got on this team. And
right there. It's like, simply Seattle, you're dropping the ball if you don't make a bunch of bad MFers Seahawks shirts.
I'll invest.
No one.
I won't invest. I'll buy one.
No one had any doubt, you know, and that's the thing that, you know, you could see when we walked out there on that field. We were down 14, but there was no doubt that we were going to give ourselves a chance to win. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't do enough. I didn't do enough to get that done. But It's one game. Move on. Go to next week.
I'm always glad when he always points the finger at himself, but like in my head, I'm just like, well, you did a lot. I mean, I think
give yourself a little credit. Yeah. He's a great leader.
I think he did pretty good.
Did you hear Mike McDonald also address the media?
Not a good enough performance on our front. Got to give Detroit a lot of credit. I thought they had a great plan offensively. Definitely, I mean, they just outplayed us on the defensive side of the ball for us. I will tell you this, our guys fought the heck out of that game. They went down to the last second.
I mean, it was like more like the last couple minutes, but
yeah. That was when Barrett fell asleep. He lost interest.
So, yeah, how are you with watching the game with a toddler?
You know, if there's a dog next to him that he's like petting, then we're fine. Sometimes we have like the laptop up and he can like have his little show going on at the same time. Or if there's like a snack, you know, then I can kind of bribe him a little bit. But last night he fell asleep right in my lap.
Yeah, fortunately Tatum was just like, she was like on this weird mission of making like a trampoline park for DJ or dog. Aww. Which... I was like, this could go very bad, but you know what? I'm getting to watch the game, so have at it. Do whatever you want.
You have pet insurance, right?
She's just putting things upside down, and it was like make-believe trampolines, but none of this, I mean, nothing was bouncy. But you know what? It kept her occupied for a couple of hours. Like, the house was a complete cluster F.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I was okay with that. I was like, I'll help you clean up if you just let daddy watch this game.
Being a sports fan with a 4 or 5-year-old is very difficult.
It's usually I'm watching it on my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of, real quick, you mentioned Simply Seattle. They don't have the t-shirt yet. However, I did find...
They have Bad Mother Effers?
No, and they don't have it yet.
Okay.
But what I was saying, they do have Taryn Daly's next outfit to go with her beanie.
Oh,
a pair
yeah.
of retro Seahawk overalls.
Dude, when I went to the game a couple weeks ago, I saw a few people rocking those. I'm like, oh, they must have found like the fabric or some. Why? Because it's freaking awesome.
Those are only $65.
That's way cheaper than I thought. I kind of want a pair.
No.
Yeah.
Both of you in that?
Oh, I'm in.
You know what? It's worth $65 to piss Sarah off.
Yes.
Oh. Next promo picture. Here we go.
Oh, man. Next Blue Friday. Here we go.
Oh, man.
It looks like a clown, kind of.
Oh, it's the throwback colors. It looks cool.
It's very cool.
Paired it up with a Geno jersey underneath it. Forget about it.
We have very different definitions of cool.
You know what people would say if Darren and I were wearing that? I think Geno Smith would talk about us and he would say something like this.
I think the
whole show. You know, we're just a group of bad MFers, man.
That's it, right there.
I think the whole show needs him personally, especially Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
The last thing you guys would look like are bad MFers in that.
What if we just like showed up to lunch one day somewhere?
Yeah.
Not even on a Friday. Like, no rhyme or reason. Maybe even after the season's done.
I am not sitting with you at lunch then.
What if you're already there? And we show up. We're not going together. Like, we show up after you're already sitting there.
I'm literally leaving.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive fan of Seahawks overalls and also music.
Can we get a GoFundMe going to
crowdfund this fashion statement?
Yeah.
Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and we will hook you up with tickets to see Breaking Benjamin and Stained at White River Amphitheater on October 8th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue.
Thank you.
We'll drop a one-second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're going to get shook.
Time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what that song is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Breaking Benjamin and Stained at White River Amphitheater on October 8th. This morning, our contestant is Kevin from North Bend. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
So you have to get both of these songs right to win. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook, because a member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If not, you lose, and caller 9 will get the tickets. Let's see who you're playing with, me, Migs, or Sarah.
Wheel's spinning. Who will it land on? It's currently on my name, and I think it's going to stay on yours truly. All right, you and me, Kevin, let's win you these tickets.
Hey, right on, Steve. Yeah, met you over at the fair on last Saturday.
Oh, nice. How much money did you spend at the fair?
Okay. Oh, too much. Too much, and I came home with no prizes.
Oh, well, let's try to get you a prize right now.
You got
to
pick the prizes that the guaranteed, at least you win something prize. At least that's what I do with my daughter, to make sure at least she's leaving with something.
All right, Kevin, here is your first clip.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Let me know if you need some help.
I might need some help on that one.
Okay, it's a cover. The band that's performing it, they try to think, part of their name. Their name starts with like when the sun comes up. The sun is
Shine.
Okay.
Shine.
What's a band that has Shine in their name?
Shinedown.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And now let's hear the song again. Maybe you can figure it out from one of the words that's being said in it.
Oh, that's hard to understand.
Okay, what is the opposite of difficult?
Easy.
Okay, with a word that starts with the letter S.
Oh,
rhymes with pimple.
Simple?
Okay, that's part of the name of the song.
Simple, easy, simple.
Don't drop the easy. Just stick with the simple. That sounds like something that people would say, but never mind.
Sarah, got it.
Yes.
What?
I was looking at her. I didn't say her name.
Yikes.
Okay, the opposite of a woman is a?
Simple man.
Yeah.
Simple.
Got it. All right.
We were going to get there.
He might have left empty-handed at the Washington State Fair. He's not leaving empty-handed at the KSW State Fair.
Not on our watch.
And now that I can hear the whole thing, now I remember.
Dude, that was the more of the rock version of Simple, the Shinedown did. That was my dance with my mom for my wedding.
Oh.
Yeah, until I realized that it's longer than 4 minutes, and it got really awkward.
Like, wrap this up.
Like, I should have edited the song, like, where I was looking at the DJ, like, you can fade it out now. Like, we're good after 2 minutes. Like, both my mom and I, like, this song's still going. And she's like, I know. What's going on with this? I'm like, that's my bad.
Are you guys ready to see Steve more fired up than you've seen him all week?
Oh, I need it, baby. Lord.
Here we go.
Let's freaking go, Creed. Higher! Kevin, maybe you didn't leave with a stuffy at the fair, but you got yourself some tickets.
Right on. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, anytime, my brother. It was good meeting you at the fair.
Oh, and I just want to keep listening to the song.
No!
Turn it up, baby.
Oh. If we have talked about something this morning that you want to talk about, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier in the show, we were talking about scams.
Oh, the kidnapping scam that they're now using AI to get the voices. So it's even more terrifying if somebody picks up the phone and they're like, your kid is with us.
And Sam from Squim, you have a story about your neighbor getting scammed. What happened?
I saw him a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him how he'd been. He said, well, not too good. So when I asked him what was going on, He said that he got a call from one of his friends in Arizona and sounded just like her, and he's known her for 30, 40 years, and she does investments. And he, and long story short, he ended up getting scammed out of about $500,000
what?
Investments.
Whoa. Yeah. What was the scam?
I said, are you kidding me? And he said, no, dead serious. He's like, the FBI is looking into it. He says it's, you know, some people from overseas. And he said, the sad thing is, he's like, I honestly thought it was my friend. They had, it was her voice. He said they had personal information that led him to believe that it was actually her. And so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it wasn't like one of those ones where sometimes people out of a panic click on a link and they get into it. Like this right. person had a full-on scheme with the person's voice. That's crazy, man.
Right. And he's a retired Navy submariner. So, you know, he's in his late 60s, early 70s. And it's, you know, this is like he had to sell his one of his cars, sell his boat. He refinanced his house. I mean, you know, he's never going to get the money back.
I was about to ask, did have you heard, it sounds like you then have heard that like the FBI hasn't been able to figure it out yet, huh?
Well, even if they do, they told him there's, you know, little to no chance he'll actually get any of the money back because it's probably overseas.
Oh, that is terrible. Gosh. Absolutely devastating.
Sam, thanks for the call. That's crazy.
Well, Steve, you were just mentioning the song at your wedding that you danced to.
Yes.
Little Lynyrd Skynyrd, Simple Man. Or did you dance to the Shinedown version?
We did the Shinedown rock version. So, like, they had, like, the acoustic version, but then they had the version where they actually, they're playing all their instruments.
Well, Hoagie in Tacoma wants to talk about that song and Skynyrd.
Yeah, so years ago, I took my mom to see Skynyrd at the Puyallup Fair on her birthday. And before they played Simple Man, they dedicated it to all the mothers out there. So we kind of were looking at the band and then looking back at each other and we're teary-eyed and then looking back at the band. So when it came to my wedding and dancing with my mom, we went with the original version, the cool. Skynyrd version. And I had the same thought. It did seem like it got a little long.
Yeah. There's a point where you're like, even on the dance with my wife, where we picked like the first dance song, I was just like, probably could have shortened this up. This does feel really awkward when everyone's watching it.
Yeah, you just you give them the signal, fade it down, kinda and like, they didn't do it.
Weird connection, weird relate, but kind of like at a gentleman's club. They don't like, they don't play the full Tool song. They'll give you like 3 minutes of it, and then they fade out. You're not getting the full. You're not getting a 7 minute dance. I know it's strange to compare. I'll just leave it at that.
It's just it's pretty much the same thing.
It's exactly the same, only completely different.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
There are plenty of motivational speakers out there all over social media.
Well, all you have to do is have powerful music and you become a motivational speaker, right? I'm waiting for you to be the motivational one. Both of you are just staring at each other, and I've never felt so much more awkward. No, we're waiting. We're going to see who's going to... It's like a motivational game of chicken.
Are you afraid to wear a beanie? You should never fear the beanie, Steve. It's not even that hot in this room.
Are you embarrassed by your hair? You don't need hair to be a good human being.
You all think Creed is a good band, but they really suck.
Danny, have you tried putting your arms wide open and embracing the music of Creed, Sarah?
I think you all are absolutely so, so stupid.
Never mind.
That's the best we got. That is the best we got as far as motivational speaking is concerned in this room. But the latest motivational speaker is a 4-year-old. You're going to hear his inspiring words at 9:50.
Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics.
You okay, Mr.
Wow. I couldn't get my volume turned down, and I think I just blew my eardrums out. Everything's fine.
I forgot we unplugged your headphones and we didn't tell you that we did. You put them on, you're like, the volume's not working. And I kept turning on the volume, not realizing it wasn't plugged in.
Now I can't hear anything.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Well, there's a mom who's going viral because of a video she posted where she asked her 4-year-old son to help her do the dishes. And his reply is priceless, and we remind you, he is 4 years old.
Please help me with the dishes.
Mommy, you're 40, and I'm 4.
Okay, right there. You're ready.
You're
40, and I'm 4.
Okay.
And so you are older than me. I think you can do it by yourself. I believe in you. I believe in you, Mom.
I can do the dishes myself.
Yeah, I believe in you.
Come and help me in the kitchen.
No, I believe in you.
It's starting to sound like somebody that we know.
That's why I'm sick of you.
That's a different kind of motivation, though, Barrett.
I'm sick of you.
I could, oh my gosh.
What?
I could hear him saying, I mean, I could really hear him saying that.
That you're sick of me?
No, that he could, would tell me that I can do the dishes on my own because I'm almost 40.
So you can drink lots and lots of beer.
And then do the dishes. Or in my household, I don't even ask my daughter to help do the dishes because she'll jump at the opportunity. But I'm going broke from all the dish soap that I'm buying because she loves doing dishes. It's cute. It's like really freaking adorable that there she is. But like she's just dumping. Like to the point where I told Sid, I'm like, we just need a dummy bottle of dish soap.
Oh,
like,
that's
where
a good call.
Take a little bit of the dish soap and then just kind of like put a bunch of water in it. Because, you know, I eventually have to do the dishes again. She's not really, spoiler alert, she's doing a terrible job, but I won't tell her that.
Well, we also did the dummy soap in the bath for that exact reason, because he kept squirting a squirt on his, like, bath toy. He's going to clean it, and then another squirt. And I'm like, dude, no. So we took an empty one, filled it up with soapy water, and let him have at it.
Like, she just squeezes, like, one dish. A fork. A knife. And it's adorable, but I'm like, man, dish soap is not cheap.
No, not at all. Does Tatum, by the way, like use what you say back against you? If you use certain parenting techniques, does she?
Oh, she'll definitely like pull the logic card. I can't think of one for an example, but there have been a couple times where I've looked at Sid and like she's arguing. Mostly it's with her and Sid, and there have been times like, well, blah 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 blah, and then Sid's like, and I go, yeah, Mom, what are you going to say to that? Because she brings up a very good point.
It's like. I'll give, like, Barrett will tell me that he wants a snack, and he'll say, okay, I'd like a popsicle or fruit snacks. Those are your only two options. And I'm like, excuse me? First of all, we're talking snacks. We're not talking desserts. And then will say, well, fruit snack has the word snack in it, so it is a snack.
It's not wrong.
Yeah. I'm getting bullied at home. It's horrible.
That's why I'm sick of you.
A guy stole a vehicle to get to court for stealing a vehicle. And we're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after AC/DC.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us and he got the memo.
What's the memo?
It's sweater weather.
It is sweater weather.
It's sweater weather.
I'm not in the studio.
It's sweater weather.
It's sweater weather.
Well, look, there's two people wearing sweaters in the studio, so apparently it is okay for in the studio.
Well, unless I'm mistaken, Sarah's wearing a hoodie, which qualifies as well.
No, they're very different.
It's a sweater.
Yeah.
This is a sweatshirt.
Is a sweater a sweatshirt? Now we have a debate. Is a sweater
Steve, your
is a sweatshirt
face.
A sweater?
Sorry, my brain just turned off. It's been a long week. I know it's only Tuesday. It's been a long week. I don't need this kind of nonsense.
I'm sorry.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. I don't also need the kind of nonsense that the Seahawks gave us yesterday. Granted, a lot of injuries that didn't help our defense as we end up losing to the Detroit Lions 42-29. One bright spot. Not DK Metcalf's fumble, but his performance otherwise. He broke a record for franchise history, first time ever, where he made 7 catches for 104 yards, made him the first player in Seahawks history in 49 years.
Wow.
With 3 consecutive 100-yard receiving games. So that was pretty cool. And then after the game, I thought Geno Smith had a great way to describe his teammates.
You know, we're just a group of bad MFers, man. That's just the type of guys we got on this team. And
there you go. We're a bunch of bad MFers.
What's an MFer?
We'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
It's a mad farmer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they love to farm.
A guy named Cody was at a gas station in Stillwater, Oklahoma last week and had to get to a court appearance 30 miles away. He was facing a pretty serious charge for possessing a stolen vehicle, so he could not be late. But no one at the gas station would give him a ride, so he decided that his best option was to steal another vehicle. Someone had left their truck running with the doors unlocked, so he hopped in and took off. The truck belonged to an EMT supervisor. They had a pretty good idea where Cody was headed because he had just told everyone at the gas station that he needed a ride, So the cops were able to catch up with him as he was walking into the courthouse. The good news is he did make his hearing. The bad news is that they took him straight to jail after the hearing and booked him on fresh charges.
Has anyone ever said yes to someone at the gas station going, hey, can you give me a ride to my court hearing?
Well, he did say he was just borrowing it.
The closest I ever came is a guy asked me because he needed to go on an adventure. And I was like, if I didn't have stuff going on and I wasn't married with a kid, I might take you up on this adventure that you speak of.
We're going on an adventure.
Right? Like, anyone who says, hey, can you help me out? I need to go on an adventure. I do want to know what that adventure is.
It's all part of the adventure.
It's all part of the adventure. Hey, good news for... I don't know if you ever cared about this, watching the All-Star game for baseball. I always thought it was like a bummer that they now had like these All-Star game jerseys. I missed the days of when I was growing up where they all rocked their own jerseys and played. I thought it just had like a cool feel to it. They're going back to that. So they decided to change things around. That's going to start.
Maybe one or two.
As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 66 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. A little bit of sun. That's
sweater,
the DMD.
Sweater weather.
It's sweater weather. That's the DMD and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with his sweater and the morning 12-pack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.